Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to Top Advisor Marketing Podcasts. Today we have a very special guest who's going to be talking about value creation, and we talk a lot about value creation on the podcast, making sure that you're able to communicate what makes you truly unique and different. Our guest today is Joseph Merlino, the principal of Emergent Business. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Matt. How are you today?
I am doing spectacularly. Where am I talking to you from? Where are you at?
I am in sunny Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Aha, very nice. Yeah. So. I'm in cold and rainy Kalamazoo, Michigan, so I kind of wish I was in Albuquerque about right now. But let's talk about value creation. This is a big cornerstone of what you do for people. So why don't you give us a brief overview?
Well, let me ask you a question. Okay. So when I say the word value, what do you automatically think of?
I think of a lot of financial advisors telling me the same thing over and over again, like they have integrity and they're trusting and, you know, they're comprehensive and holistic. Those are really the first things that pop to mind.
Yeah, that's pretty common, actually, in any industry.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And so let me frame what value creation is. So,
okay.
Again, the other response I would get if I asked for synonyms would be value propositions, mm-hmm. unique value propositions. Value added is a big one. And if people have marketing backgrounds, they normally think of unique selling proposition. Mm-hmm. Have you ever asked anybody who their ideal prospect or client was?
Oh, absolutely. That's part of our discovery process here at Top Advisor Marketing. We really get them to be as specific as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And the neat thing about understanding what's unique about you as a company and you as the representative and your products and services, et cetera, is when you understand what's truly unique or authentic about your company and yourself and your products and services, that will help you provide, let's say, an unsurmountable amount of clarity and confidence about who that ideal prospect or client would be, mm-hmm. even a strategic partner. So when someone said, hey, Matt, who's your ideal prospect or client? You're going to say, my ideal client has these specific characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's wrap that up into value creation. And so in my world, in my company's Emergent Business, and so we call this the Emergent Framework or sometimes the Value Creation Framework. When I talk about value, I'm talking about how to make value-added relationships. So this isn't really a marketing campaign. This isn't how to use social media or, you know, direct mail or email-based advertising. This is how Joe Merlino would talk to Matt, right,
mm-hmm.
or anyone face-to-face. You can use a phone conversation or a video conference, but what we really want to do is create a substantive, and by substantive I mean a very deep value-added relationship where through needs assessment, I really understand what's important to you. And so what's important to you are the needs that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So with me so far?
I am, absolutely.
Yeah, so let's define needs because that's really the foundation before we can even get to value creation. And I'll make a nice little connection for you and your listeners. So needs are typically things that we might call goals and aspirations and desires and wishes, those things that we're trying to accomplish in life, whatever they may be, personally, professionally, and even say romantically, spiritually, socially, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the flip side of those are expressed as challenges, obstacles, frustrations, problems. So if you talk to people and you can hear them express things that sound like goals and things that sound like problems and challenges, they're really expressing the fact that they have a need that they're trying to overcome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another component. And the other component is, why are they so important? What are the implications? So people that are familiar with spin selling, implications is a key component, the I in spin, which is what happens if I reach my goal or what happens if I don't? So what are the negative implications or positive implications? That really has more of an emotional connection. Goals and challenges are logical. There's a logical connection there. And then the implications are always emotional. Okay. And I'm not using tipster, trickster type of tactics to get people to commit or trying to handle objections or win-win negotiations. I'm just really concerned, like I'm sure most of your advisors are, on trying to help people.
Right.
And often if I ask somebody what their needs are, they can't tell me. But if I ask them specific questions about what they're trying to accomplish, what they're trying to stay away from, do they have a plan? Mm-hmm. Is the plan working or not? Again, all expressions of needs, I can start actually mapping this out. So hopefully people are taking notes when they do a needs assessment. So now here's the beauty. When I really understand what's unique and valuable, and we're going to do a little exercise towards the end of our conversation to really lay this out for folks, and then they at home can actually go through this exercise as well. So I think it'll be really exciting. I can actually start to engage knowing that when someone has a need and it maps directly to a unique value-added benefit that I have that I know will help them get to the place they want to go, that's a plus for me and it's a plus for them. That in itself is a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to let me give you a visual.
Okay.
Think of a thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
And our thermometer goes from 0 to 120 degrees. And so people that live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Arizona this time of year, just give us a little grace, bump it up to 140. But what I want you to realize is that let's say I identify 10 unique value-added benefits with respect to your company, you as the representative, the people that work with you, your products and services, and even the way you engage. We'll call that your process. Now, let's say as I'm doing needs assessment and asking a series of questions, that every time I respond with a unique value-added benefit, that means my competitors, those who say what they do in my field that don't do what I do. So now that we have the thermometer visual, imagine that we've been able to identify at least 10 unique value-added benefits related to my company, my products and services, myself as a representative, my team, because they have subject matter expertise and industry confidence, hopefully, as well as my process for engaging you. And we know that advisors, our job is to really keep people safe, to guide them, to make recommendations, almost as if we're their wingman or wingwoman, trying to get them to the goal and keep them out of harm's way. So when I do needs assessment, each time that someone says, I really have this problem, Matt, I'm really trying to address it, I don't know how you would deal with that. And you say, well, you know what, Joe? This is how we would handle it. And these are the things that our clients really appreciate about dealing with me and our firm. I don't need to say it's unique to our firm. And imagine that happens 3, 4, 5, 6 times. All of a sudden, that thermometer went from 0 to 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 degrees if I found 7. Since they're unique to me, think of that thermometer as a probability indicator, a probability indicator that says you're doing things that the competition can't. Therefore, the likelihood that this prospect will become a client is at least 70%, maybe 80, maybe 90. It just depends how thorough your needs assessment is. And quite honestly, whether what they need, you can actually address. Does that make sense?
It does. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, we do needs assessment, don't we? Even when we have clients, that's how we retain clients. So the process isn't once and done. It's continual. And so in value creation, when I understand need, when I understand the unquestionable strength of my offering, and I can meet that need with the unquestionable strength, the unique value-added benefits of my offering, then I truly am creating value. From the minute I start talking to someone who's a prospect all the way through my long-term relationship or the life cycle of having someone as a client.
When do you want to do the role play thingy, man?
Well, let's give you an example of that. That's perfect. Let's do the role play thingy. So, and this is really me giving you directions as if you were sitting in a room with 10 other people that
sure.
I was coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for those of you out there in the listening audience, make sure you download this and replay it if you're in the car. Or if you're at home right now or in the office, open your laptop or grab a pen and a paper and follow along with us. So we're going to do this exercise in a few minutes, Matt. But I'll tell you, if I was doing one-on-one with somebody, it would take a couple hours because the goal is to be thorough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If I was dealing with a group, it could be a day, day and a half, or you know, say 12, 13, 14 hours over a period of time. Okay, working with the whole group.
Okay.
So here's the other thing I want you to do. And you said this earlier in your introduction when I asked you, what did you think about value when I brought up the term? And we don't want general characteristics. So things like we care, we've got great customer service. They're really intangibles. If you do have great customer service, tell me why. You know, what are the things if you implemented that I know I'll benefit from?
Mm-hmm.
So now let's start. I want you to think of your company. Now, you're part of a larger entity, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, Top Advisor Marketing. And so I want you, and we're gonna make this about you because you're not a financial advisor. You serve financial advisors. So I want you to give me at least three examples of where you think you excel with respect to your company.
Well, we have Kirk Lowe, and Kirk Lowe has been a proven branding expert for the last 15 years. So there's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, we're really the only company that takes podcasting and turns it into social media posts. Okay. And then number three, we teach advisors assistants to do what we do for our clients, but they can do it now autonomously.
Fantastic. So you're enabling people.
Absolutely.
So they're not tethered to you.
Well, we realized, honestly, Joe, that we can't help everybody. And if we can just make financial services professionals better marketers, then everybody wins.
Exactly. That's there's a lot of integrity in that approach. And the reason why I said that they're not tethered to you wasn't a negative. It's just that what do people think of when they think of advisors or consultants? That, you know, the more problems you have or the more things that we can dig up, the longer you'll be a client. And the goal, just like any good therapist, would to get you to a place of agency or autonomy where you can make decisions for yourself. So it's not only noble, it's actually a great business strategy on both ends for both you and your clients. So what about your products and services? Can you give me at least three examples of what you believe are unique about the products and services that you offer?
Sure. So we have three products, basically, or three services that we offer here. And the first one is a brand foundation. And the brand foundation is a complete soup to nuts rebranding, staying away from all of those terrible keywords and stuff that we were talking about at the beginning of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And making it so that you have a message that is truly unique and clear, and not just the message, but a process, talking points, logo, website, narratives, white papers, all of those sorts of things. So we complete a complete marketing solution for you in the brand foundation. The second thing is, you know, what you and I are doing right now is, you know, having a fun conversation about something that we're both passionate about. Mm-hmm. And then what we do is we send that to our team of writers. And what makes us really unique and different is we have three women who we've hired who all have advanced degrees in digital journalism. And their whole existence is to learn how to post things at the right time, at the right place, with the right message socially to get you the biggest bang for your buck. And so that's our social media podcasting service. And then our third product is called the Certified Digital Marketing Assistant Program, which is what we talked about before, which is a three-part program that teaches your assistant to market like a pro.
Wow. So what I'm getting already in just this minute and a half or so is that Top Advisor Marketing has a very comprehensive, or what I'll call complete, approach. This almost sounds like I'm pitching your company, but I repeat back to you, mm-hmm, based on what I've heard, to make sure that you're in agreement. Okay.
Yeah.
And in this case, I'm just doing it for the listening audience. Yeah. And it's multidimensional or multifaceted. So already, when I look at your ideal prospect/client, I'm looking at someone that wants multifaceted, that wants a lot of handholding, that wants to come to you and say, I really need help. You know, I branded in the past, I'm not getting results. And you can have in-depth conversations, not only about the branding, but how they're reaching out to the marketplace. And there's so many different ways to do that. So if a person's not really a marketing expert, then you're the right place to go to in many ways. So
very fair.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's continue on. What about you? What are the things that you bring to the table?
Well, I think it's the team approach. So I'll just take three different quick positions there. We really do believe in the team approach. This isn't all about me. You know, I've got an amazing team of people that we've hired. We have a very great culture that we've hired toward a culture instead of necessarily toward a skill set. We've just been lucky that we've been able to find people with great skills who also fit our culture. Personally, you know, I've been doing radio since I was 13 years old. And mm-hmm, so this is a very comfortable medium for me. It almost feels like a second home. And then I actually technically wrote the book on social media. So the fact that I was the first person in our industry to write a published book by an outside publisher, which is Bloomberg Finance, called The Social Media Handbook for Financial Advisors. I've been in this game, social media game, for a really long time.
Okay.
So those are my three I'd say four. My old company, which was a wonderful stepping off point for me, we used to do an assistance training, and it was unbelievable how many advisors were so grateful that we would help train their assistants. And so that's kind of that. And then Securities America, which is a huge broker dealer in Omaha, Nebraska, they do something called Assistance University. So we know that the assistant training program is something that is already desired. We just found an area that hadn't been trained previously.
Yeah, fantastic. Great. You've already given us a little bit about the team, so I'm going to just pass over that.
Okay.
And what I do want to talk about, though, is what's unique about your process. And already, since you wrote a book or the book on social media and with respect to like marketing and podcasting, et cetera, can you elaborate a little more? What is your process? Because it seems like you have a wealth of information, subject matter expertise. Industry expertise is either king or queen, depending on your gender. And when people are trying to connect with us, you know, they're coming to us not because they're the expert. They're coming to us because they're vulnerable, sometimes scared. Or if they're scared, they won't even admit it, trying to act tough, but knowing, you know, what am I going to do if I can't actually achieve what I'm trying to achieve? So in many ways, the advisor role is an advocate role. And I really want to kind of vet that based on what you just shared with us. So can you help identify what is it about your process or maybe your own way of doing a needs assessment that is really unique?
Well, we have different processes for different components. So the branding program is really, it's a four-step brand funnel, right? And it would really take me a while to walk you through those four, but it's very structured. You know that it's almost the whole idea of building a house, right? Part of your brand is really that foundation of who you are, what you do, and what makes you unique. And then we build on top of that. And we get a little bit more granular as we continue to go up, you know, all the way to the point of where, you know, you're picking out those high-end fixtures, right? That's what we do for your brand. But when it comes to structured systemization, our program for podcasting and social is probably the most structured thing I've ever helped create. So we have a pre-production, post-production, then it goes to a transcription service. The transcription service is then cleaned up by another one of my team members, and then it goes to compliance. After it's approved by compliance and it goes back through, we do our final round of editing with the intros and outros that we professionally record for our advisors. Then the podcast goes live, and that's when our writing team then takes that podcast and what they know through their discovery process about the advisor. That's when we start creating those 100 pieces of unique content. And as you know, Joe, it's vital to have unique content. It can't be regurgitated from other people because SEO and analytics and algorithms don't like that. So yeah, it's a very, very, very structured. So the minute we get done podcasting, much like what we're going to do today, we get done podcasting, this system kicks in that we've outlined, and we have all of these great checklists to make sure that we don't miss a step.
Perfect. And it sounds the process obviously is sequential, which is important. So it's logical to achieve the desired result for both parties. But it also seems like it's phased. Like you can start out with a client who's maybe early on in the marketing and branding cycle. And it's almost as if you can anticipate where they're going to be 6 months, in a year, year and a half, 2 years from now. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time. Yeah, we definitely know. And that's kind of why we have the sequence that we have, the full-blown branding, you know, the communication piece and then the training piece. Because at some point, and in fact, Joe, a lot of our clients, they have graduated, right? They need the Certified Digital Marketing Assistant program because guess what? They don't need us anymore. They've got the team in place. They've got the infrastructure. They've got the leadership. They've got the good brand. And so we just thought it was the right thing to do to help them be even better, kind of, you know, push them out of the nest and have them fly on their own.
Good. Excellent. Thank you. And so let's apply this now to the financial advisors that are listening to this podcast. So in a sense, I talked earlier about how you're hand-holding and moving people along, right? You're educating them. But you're educating them based on their need, right? So that makes it really more coaching in a lot of ways. And a good advisor in the process of a needs assessment knows exactly what to say and what to do and where to lead someone. And as I said earlier, it's an ongoing process. So even financial advice kind of moves in waves or phases too. So the beauty is when I've been doing this type of work for 31 years, 13 in a coaching and consulting capacity, but you know, it's a universal approach. And just because you're talking about it with respect to branding, marketing, podcasting, et cetera, there's overlap with other industries, right? And that's why I just wanted to make or give the example for your advisor listeners that there are things in what you said that may apply directly to them. Now, I'm going to follow up. We're done with me asking you questions. And now let me show you how the process actually works.
Cool.
So what I want you to think of, and you don't need to tell us, just who are your top 3, 4, 5, whatever the number is, biggest competitors that would be or could be or are a threat to you. Right? We don't need to know who they are. Mm-hmm. You can just write them down.
Okay.
And then the task would be is to ask yourself the same 5 questions I asked you about the company, products and services, the representatives who represent those firms, the team, and also their process. Now, this requires a little bit of research. And so you can find most of this stuff on the internet, and then you can ask members of your own team or your own experience with dealing with friendly competitors, et cetera. The more experience you have in an industry, the more likely you are to know the people that are friendly competitors, maybe, or neutral or adversarial competitors as well. So it requires some work. And then what you do is you map what you believe is unique to what they do. And at that point, if you actually were able to say there is 90 to 100% of the things that I do that they don't do, and you haven't done this process before, then it would tell me that you might not be digging deep enough. You really need to be as deep as possible and as thorough as possible when you're doing this exercise. And it's iterative, so you need to do it over and over and over again. And it doesn't hurt to do it over time as well. The thing that I want you to be clear of, you meaning the listening audience, is when it's a Me Too proposition, when you even think or they do something 25 to 30% similar to what you do, be careful, because the last thing you want to do is get yourself in a situation where you're telling someone how wonderful you are. And I say that tongue in cheek, but actually the person who came in the day before and is going to come in the day after is going to say they're doing something similar. What you want is to make sure that when you share, how are you going to satisfy the unmet needs of any prospective or existing client, that you've just set the stage of your level of industry expertise and excellence as a financial advisor. And that's what we're looking for. As soon as you walk in the door and you start to engage, we want to actually kind of throw down the gauntlet with respect to how well we actually do what we do and how we meet the needs. We hope so anyway, depending on what the needs of the client are or the prospect, and how we meet those better than anyone else in our field. Fair?
Absolutely.
Good. So now, there's another phase to this that we're not going to talk about today. So once you've identified it, now you need to be able to articulate it. That's a big part of the work that I do with clients. So we normally write, with my help, narratives. They are not elevator speeches. They're always in conversation. But the goal is you can take a unique value-added benefit. You can attach a question to it, which is probably going to fall right in line with, I'd say, most of the assessment questions you asked today. And then you need to be able to articulate a clear, concise, and confident response that showcases the unquestionable strength of this particular benefit and how it meets the need.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool. And it's actually quite effective to boot. So
now, when we were preparing for the podcast, you talked about a very generous offer. Would you mind talking to everybody about this generous offer?
Oh, sure. Thank you. The offer is, what I'd like to do is make myself available relationally to talk to the first 20 individuals that would like to explore this value creation model, at least the first part of it, which is identifying the unique value-added benefits associated with your offering. I am a major proponent of face-to-face conversation and relational conversation. I always see the benefit of social media and different types of direct marketing campaigns. They're essential, but they're marketing campaigns. They're ways, they have a call to action. That's part of the recipe. But as salespeople, which we all ultimately are, we need to engage. And we need to engage effectively, especially if we want to do the right thing. So I want to do the right thing. So for the first 20 people that actually are interested in having conversations with me, I'll give each individual 45 minutes, which we'll probably have to space out over time, but we'll try to do it in the next 45 days. And that would be my gift to your advisor family.
So how should they get in contact with you there, Joe?
Well, they can, number one, go to the Emergent Business website, and that is EmergentBusiness. You can peruse that site, get a little better understanding of what I do and how I do it in terms of what our little task would be. And then you can reach out to me under contact at 505-913-1340. You could reach out to Jay Merlino, J-M-E-R-L-I-N-O, at emergentbusiness.com. Or if you're on the site, just click on the info at emergentbusiness.com. So you have three different ways to reach me: cell phone and two different ways by email.
Well, Joe, I really do want to thank you for taking me through that process. For those advisors who have not gone through a process like what Joe took me through earlier, now is the time. You know, our marketplace is getting more crowded and more crowded with robo advisors and, you know, people who are really not offering real financial services advice. You'll also be able to glean stuff that you should do during your discovery process with your clients. I mean, just in Joe walking through, Joe, I'm sure this doesn't surprise you, but I'm usually on the talking end of what you just did. All right. I'm very rarely does anybody ever ask me those questions. And as you were doing that, I'm taking notes because it's interesting to hear what you hear. And that's what's the power of going through a value creation exercise. Man, if you have not taken advantage, or if you need or want to take advantage, please, one, you need to mention the podcast, because, you know, Joe wants to know, you know, that you were listening to the podcast, so he doesn't have to go back over a lot of the stuff he went over today. But be one of those 20 people to call Joe and get this, get your foot in the door and take it even to the next level. There is no amount of money. You can't really put a tangible value on this. And I know Joe does because he runs a business, but I want you to think about that. When you have the confidence to be able to truly communicate what your value is to your clients, that is priceless. And I believe, and one of the reasons we wanted Joe on the podcast today, was because Joe is a unique individual who can help you uncover that sort of stuff. So Joe, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
You're welcome, Matt. My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity. I enjoyed myself.
And if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. And even better, if you have subscribed to this and you know somebody, another financial advisor who you're friends with, who needs to hear what was talked about today, it's super duper easy to share. All you have to do is hit that share button, type in their email address or share it with them socially, and they will make sure that they can listen to this and gain the insight that we just got from Joe Merlino. So for Joe, for Kirk Lowe, and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, this has been Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best-kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.